Isn't that a beautiful thought to start the morning off with? Nothing is impossible to those who put their trust in God. That's what the Bible says. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? What are you passing through today? Know this, that the water is never so deep, but what God's grace is all sufficient, and He'll bring you through. If you'll cry out to Him, let Him touch you today. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for joining with me in Morning Devotions. Stay tuned to the next 30 minutes. We're just going to worship the Lord. Sense His presence. Let Him touch your hearts. Heal the brokenness. Take the fears away. Impart His peace. Take away the sadness. Give us His joy. Not the happiness of man, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. Dear friend, doesn't that do something for you? Doesn't it bring a thrill to your heart, a warmth to your soul, to be able to join your voice with thousands of others and sing, "Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art." Oh, I know there's a lot of bad stuff going on all around us. The news is always so bad and so dreary. But say, isn't God good? And hasn't He been good to every one of us? Even in times of trials and hard places, His grace has been sufficient. So from our hearts, let's exalt Him and praise. praise Him and give Him thanks. And may the Lord touch you today. Just like in that story found in 1 Kings chapter 19 and the story of Elijah. You remember when Elijah was so disheartened? Because the New Testament says he was a man of like passion, such as we. He wasn't on top all the time. There were times that he did crawl under that juniper tree and pray to die. And he said, Lord, I've had it. It is enough. I'm no better than my forefathers. Just take me out of here. I'm ready to go. But God encouraged him. And he went to the mountain, and the Lord spoke to him and commissioned him to do some more work and reminded him that he wasn't by himself, even though he felt like he was the only one holding up the banner of righteousness. But God reminded him that the Lord had 7,000 others in Israel who had not bowed the knee to Baal, and he commissioned him to go and anoint Elisha to take his place, that when God would take Elijah home, Elisha would take up the mantle of Elijah and continue the work that he had started. And so Elijah departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with a 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And Elisha left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And Elijah said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And Elisha returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. And you know the rest of the story. Elisha was with the prophet Elijah until the day that God took Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind with a chariot and horses of fire. And then the mantle of Elijah came floating down as that prophet was carried up into heaven. And Elisha picked up that mantle from off the ground and went back to the river Jordan and smote the waters and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And the waters parted, and Elisha walked over on dry land. But the point I want to make, the thing that touched and stirred Elisha so much to cause him to leave father and mother and everything else, leave his job, his career, everything he was doing, and go and follow the prophet Elijah. The thing that touched and stirred him so much was the touch of Elijah's mantle. That as Elijah passed by that day, he just simply cast his mantle upon Elisha. It is not recorded in the Bible that he's even uttered a word or said anything to him, like, come after me because the Lord has commissioned me to anoint you to be the prophet in my stead. There's no record that he said anything like that. He just took his mantle and cast it on Elisha, and it was the touch of that anointing that caused Elisha to forsake everything else and go and follow the prophet. You know, I think it works the same way with us in New Testament times. When Jesus passes by, all he has to do is just touch your heart. And lo and behold, you become willing to forsake all and follow him. To give up everything for Jesus. It just takes a touch of his presence. Oh, I want his presence today, don't you? Because see, the Bible says it is not of him who willeth, or him who runneth, but it is God who shows mercy. So after all of my efforts, I've got to realize, I've got to understand this, that in the final analysis, it is God who chooses to touch my heart. That's why in a church service, you may have thousands of people gathered. And when the altar call is given, the invitation is extended, instead of everybody rushing forward to the front, to the altar, to say yes to God, there would be one here, one over there, two or three up in the balcony, a few on the back seat, just kind of a handful among the thousands who really and truly have been touched by Jesus and respond to that invitation, and they come to God. Has your heart been touched? I certainly believe that when we put ourselves in a place to be touched, that is certainly meaningful. If I absent myself from the house of God, if I show through the stubbornness and stiff neck attitude of my heart and soul that I don't want God, He's going to pass me up. But I do believe that if my heart is tender towards God and I want Him, the Bible says that the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I believe, according to His word, He wants to touch all of us. It's just that so many, their hearts are so calloused and so rebellious, they don't want to be touched. They're not sensitive. I think that's what Jesus meant when He would say things like, "Let him that hath an ear to hear, let him hear." Because a lot of us are not sensitive. God is speaking to us, but we don't hear Him. God is touching us, but we don't feel Him. But when your heart is sensitive and you want Him, you're going to feel His touch. And just like Elijah's mantle cast upon Elisha, that's all it took for Elisha to be willing to give up everything and follow Elijah and be involved in God's work. And that's all it takes for Jesus to just touch my soul, touch your soul. Just like that beautiful song we were listening to, written by Bill and Gloria Gaither, "He Touched Me." Have you ever been touched by the Lord? Something more than just reading your Bible or going to church or trying to be a good church member. I'm afraid that there are many people who come to all of our churches who have never genuinely been touched by Jesus. Let's ask God for it. Let's pray for the touch of heaven in our souls. Theology isn't just a dogma or a creed that we study and memorize. It's a life. And that life is the life of Jesus coming within us. If all we have is dogma and creeds, the Bible says that the letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. It is possible to know the Bible frontwards and backwards, and yet not have life, because the heart has never been touched by Jesus. Lord, touch me today. Lord, come into my heart. That's what we need, isn't it? We need Christ Jesus the Lord to come into our hearts, to save us. May we be converted. May we be born again. May our hearts be genuinely touched by Christ the Savior. Lord, touch us today. Touch us today. In Jesus' name we pray.
The load of your sin, let Jesus come into your heart. If you desire a new life to begin, let Jesus come into your heart. Doubtings give o'er. Just now, reject Him no more. Just now, throw open the door. glad songs of the blessed. Let Jesus come into your heart. If you would enter those mansions of rest, let Jesus come into your heart. Just now your doubtings give o'er. Just now throw open the door.
And the Bible says that Christ dwelleth in our hearts by faith. I sure don't understand the mystery of all that. How that Christ the Lord, the Savior, the Creator of all this universe, by whom all things consist and are held together, can live in my heart when I ask Him to. But He does. The Bible says He does. And I believe that. Don't you remember that verse of scripture in Revelation chapter 3, where Jesus himself said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in." And I think I just want to pray for you right now. Wherever you may be listening to this broadcast at this precise moment, whoever you are, wherever you are, you need Christ. I need Christ. We need to open the door of our hearts and invite Him to come in. Let's do that right now. Let me pray and you pray with me. Just say, "Dear Jesus, dear wonderful Savior, I open my heart to you today in this very moment, and I invite Christ Jesus to come in. Come into my heart, into my life. Touch me, Lord. I don't want to just simply go to church and study theology. I want Jesus to live in my heart. I don't want to be dead spiritually or cold spiritually, but I want to be alive spiritually. And I will be if Christ the Lord lives within my heart. So Lord, I open the door of my heart and I invite you to come in. Save my soul. Do a miracle of your loving grace in my heart and life. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen." Did you mean that? Let's thank Him for it. God does things in many different ways, sometimes dramatically, and sometimes just simply, just like through this simple little prayer. Asking Jesus to come into your heart. You may not see angels, you may not hear thunder roll or the lightning flash or something dramatic, but if you prayed that prayer and you meant it, I'll tell you what, Jesus came into your heart just as really as He did that day on the road to Damascus when Saul of Tarsus was saved in a dramatic way. Riding his horse, he was blinded by a bright light. He fell to the ground. He heard a voice speaking. "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And Saul said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the voice said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." And Saul said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And Jesus instructed him to go into Damascus to the street called Straight, and it would be told him what to do. But then and there, Saul of Tarsus humbled himself before God and made things right with the Lord. That was a very dramatic conversion. then I can show you over in the 8th chapter of Acts, where there was an Ethiopian eunuch sitting in his chariot one day, and Philip the evangelist drew near and got up in the chariot with him because he heard him reading from the book of Isaiah how that someone, and the Ethiopian didn't know who the prophet was talking about, himself or some other man, but someone was being led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. And Philip said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And the Ethiopian said, "How can I, unless someone guide me? Is the prophet speaking of himself or of some other man?" And starting with that scripture, Philip preached unto him Jesus. And as they went along in the chariot, they came to a pool of water. And the Ethiopian eunuch said, "What hinders me from being baptized?" Philip said, "If you believe in Jesus with all your heart, you may." The eunuch said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stop. And Philip took the Ethiopian eunuch down into the pool of water and baptized him. So there was nothing dramatic about any of that. It was just a simple thing of believing and trusting. Do you believe? Yes, I believe. He baptized him. But with Saul of Tarsus, he was blinded with a bright light. I don't know how God will do it in your life or in mine. It doesn't really matter. You may see the heavens opened and see visions of God. Or you may just simply say, "I believe. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God." And if you truly believe, thou shalt be saved. Let me show you something that did happen in the Old Testament that was so dramatic. And I would love it for these things to happen. But whether they happen visibly or not is immaterial, as long as it happens within our own heart. Do you remember when King Solomon was dedicating the temple that he built? And the Bible says, and this is recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, "It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, 'For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever,' that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God." Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful if that would happen to us next Sunday morning as all of us are gathered in worship in our different churches for the Shekinah glory of God to come down in our temple and fill it so that we couldn't even stand up to minister, for the presence of the Lord would be so strong and mighty. Well, whether that happens or not, one thing I do know, that in your own individual heart and life, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And as you seek after God and love Him and trust Him, the glory of God will come down in your heart. See the glory come down. Pray that God's presence will so fill your heart and life and soul, just like he did in Solomon's day when he filled the temple. Lord, in my own heart, may I see the glory of God come down and bring life to me. And I pray for all my friends. Touch our hearts, touch our churches. May we come alive spiritually. Fill us with your glory in Christ's name.
See His glory, see His glory.
I've really enjoyed being with you as we've shared together in morning devotions. My time is gone. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. I hope you have a good day. Walk with God. Remember, nothing is impossible with God and for those who put their trust in Him. God bless you.